Hallelujah. Would you lift your voice right where you are without distraction? And I'd like you to begin to declare victory in every area of your life. Mention the various areas and declare victory. Tonight is my night of victory over financial calamities, victory over the assaults of demonic forces. Is someone believing God enough? Lift your hands, lift your voice. Begin to declare victory. Begin to declare victory. In this atmosphere of worship, declare victory. 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 Over my health, victory. Over that court case, victory. One more minute. You are declaring victory. Mention every area. Victory over my children. Victory over my job. Victory by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now thanks be to God who causes us always to triumph. Now thanks be to God who gives us the victory. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. You see, when you engage the mysteries of the kingdom with understanding, God is ever faithful, ever committed to deliver. His word is true. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but that his word standeth sure. I want you to anchor your faith tonight, knowing that you have not bowed before an idol. You have bowed before the King of Kings. And the Bible says they looked unto him and their faces were lightened. Someone shout, thank you, Jesus. Like you are a receiver tonight, shout, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're getting into a very prophetic session right now. Pastor Nat is not done. He's still going to do a lot of prophetic things. Tonight is the final edition of the Worship and Warfare. And my assignment is to lead us through this prophetic progression by the Spirit of God. And then when we are done, like we always do, there will be a shout of praise in this place. We will end tonight's meeting with a mighty shout of praise. You'll put a seal over everything you have received. Praise the name of the Lord. But for now, what do we say to our one and only Pastor Nat? Hallelujah. Obadiah 1:17. Let me charge our hearts for 1 minute. Please be seated if you are able to. Be seated if you are able to. If you're able to find a seat for Pastor Nat or have him sit down, he needs to relax. That's fine. Okay, it's set for him. Obadiah 1:17. But upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness, and the house of Koinonia shall possess her possessions. You believe that? Shout a receiving amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. Deuteronomy 2 and verse 24. It says, rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thy hand Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land. I have given it to you. But begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. I want to give a charge. The theme for tonight is possessing your possession. That tonight, prophetically, it will mark the final delivery in the name of Jesus Christ. Like you make an order and you get a knock on your door. There is the one you receive your email that your parcel has arrived. It assures you that it has arrived, but there is the one that knocks your door. And when you open that door, it's finally delivered unto you. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, the King of Glory, moving by the Spirit, will be knocking on doors. and delivering prophetic parcels in the name of Jesus Christ. Just to establish four things very quickly, and then we'll get into a session of prophetic prayers. I'm going to step back. Ideally, there's supposed to be prayers right now. I interrupted a part of the service for a reason. So my people, you will still come up. They were supposed to have about 10 minutes of prayer. I'll let them do that. But I just sensed in my spirit, whilst Pastor Nat was ministering, I just sensed in my spirit to move a certain way. You see, it's good to be organized, but it's best to be sensitive. You can't be so organized that you move the spirit out. He's the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So we are excellent people, but when he comes, we must discern for the sake of the destinies here represented what he wants to do the way he wants to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Number one, it is God's desire for believers in Christ to walk in the reality of everything Jesus died for. It is God's desire that as believers in Christ, that we walk in the reality, the experience of everything Jesus died for. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. The Bible lists a plethora of blessings that Jesus purchased for us in redemption. It says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. He didn't receive for himself. He received for us power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Shout, I receive. The devil did not hear you. Shout, I receive. The Bible says he received for us power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. So it is God's desire for you and I in Christ that we walk in the experience of everything Jesus died for. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. The Bible says, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises we might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So settle it for a fact that it brings joy to the heart of the Father to see the saints, you and I, to see all believers walk in the reality, walk in the experience of everything Jesus died for. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Number two, there are two dimensions to manifesting spiritual realities. There are two dimensions to manifesting divine promises. In as much as it's a fact that God desires to see us walk in the fullness and the experience of all that Christ died for, sadly, not many believers are able to walk in that reality, and there's a reason for that. The second point attempts to answer that reason, that there are two dimensions to obtaining divine promises, to manifesting spiritual realities. Number one, the first dimension is knowing what the promises are and knowing that they are available for you in Christ. That's the first dimension to receiving. You must know what the promises are. Knowing what the promises are and the fact that they are available to you in Christ. This is the first dimension. You cannot receive any divine reality that you're unaware of its availability. So the first dimension to receiving, to converting spiritual realities, possessing your possession, is that you must know what the promises are and then the fact that they are available. Someone shout, there are promises. Shout it like you are receiving. Say, there are promises in Christ available for me. Say it again. Say, there are promises in Christ available for me. Now convincingly say, there are promises in Christ available for me. Yes, sir. There's salvation in Christ available for me. There's health and healing in Christ available for me. There's deliverance in Christ available for me. There's protection and preservation in Christ available for me. Is someone learning now? There is growth and increase on all sides available in Christ. One more time, say, there are blessings in Christ available for me. Not just available for another person, not just available for an American, available for an European, The Bible says the same Lord is rich unto all. Is that in your Bible? The same Lord is rich unto all. For one last time, shout, he said, there are blessings in Christ available for me. Salvation, healing, growth, increase, the anointing, the supernatural, influence, a great destiny. They are called exceeding great and precious promises. And the Bible says when we walk in the reality of these promises, we validate in experience that we are partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So this is the first dimension. You must believe. As simple as this sounds, you can spend all your days hoping for the manifestation of God's word, God's blessing, and never see it revealed, because you must believe that it exists in Christ. And then you must believe it is available for you. I believe, sir. I believe favor is available in Christ for me. I believe that God has made that provision. I believe it. Now, when you believe it, then you can pray. You see, the basis of praying accurately is that you must know the provisions that are available for you in Christ. First dimension, that receiving spiritual realities, manifesting divine promises, demand that you must know what the promises are and the fact that they are available to us in Christ. Promises like salvation, like healing and health, like deliverance, like restoration, like growth, like wisdom, like supernatural power, like favor, like protection and preservation. Blessings, promises. Say, I receive. The second part of this is that you must understand how to translate those realities and make them manifest in your life here and now. So you know that they are available in Christ for your sake, but you must also know that there is a technology in the spirit allotted, allocated for converting spiritual realities, like we find in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. But you don't need them there. You need them manifested in your life here and now. There is a technology for conversion, and you must understand this. Knowing how to translate those promises, those realities, and make them manifest in your life here and now. John 1:14, I call it that word made flesh dimension. The Bible says, and the word was made flesh. Another word, and salvation was made manifest, and healing was made manifest, and my prosperity in Christ was made manifest, and my protection, my freedom, my liberty in Christ. When you see that word made flesh, it doesn't just, it's a system of conversion where spiritual realities are translated and they find their visible experience, their visible manifestation here in experience, here and now. Healing in Christ, manifested here and now. Deliverance in Christ, manifested here and now. My advancement, my enviable destiny in Christ, manifested here and now. Who is receiving already? You will never be able to walk in the reality of divine promises until you understand again, number one, that these promises are actually available. God is not a fraudster. It is not a scam. Don't let your pain preach you otherwise. Don't let your discouragement preach you otherwise. The Bible says, let God be true and all men liars. Apostle, but as it stands right now, I'm yet to experience the fullness of the liberty that is in Christ. I understand and I sympathize with you, but settle it for a fact that these blessings, these promises, exceeding great as they are already a reality. They will not be a reality. They are already a reality in Christ. You must believe they are there and that they are available for you. The Bible calls them his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, he says, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Then he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, there are benefits to serving God. I gave an illustration, I think sometime, some months ago here, whether it was one of the editions, and I said, if I come to your house, or if you come to my house, even if it's to discuss a serious thing, It is not unusual for me to prepare a little reception for you. Am I right on that? Now, the purpose of coming to my house is not to eat and drink. No matter how serious the matter, the subject of discussion is, you will not mind me serving you a drink or serving you a meal while we are discussing. So healing and blessings, this is not just what Jesus died for. He died to redeem you and reconcile you to himself. However, that the faith work has benefits. Whilst you are serving his purposes, he desires for you to live a victorious life. And so he put these systems of advantage. The Bible calls it his benefits. They are available in Christ for your sake. But there is a system of converting it. Is someone learning? Number three. The third thing I want you to learn tonight is that converting spiritual realities to their physical expressions, listen, it demands engaging specific and exact kingdom laws and keys. Converting spiritual realities, converting divine promises to their physical expressions in your life and in my life, demand engaging specific and exact kingdom laws and keys. Hallelujah. There are exact kingdom laws. There are exact keys that if engaged diligently will translate those realities that are available in Christ to be made manifest in my life and your life here and now. So it's beyond wishing. Wishing is not a strategy. Wishing is not the way realities are converted. I wish to be healed does not make you healed. I wish to be great does not make you great. There are exact spiritual keys. Knowing that these realities are available for you in Christ, your business now is not to create them. Your business is to engage with the Holy Spirit and transport those realities from where they reside in Christ to be made manifest in your life here and now. And I'm telling you that to make that happen, there are exact spiritual keys. There are exact and specific laws you must engage. Converting spiritual realities, converting divine promises to their physical expressions in your life and my life will demand engaging specific and exact kingdom laws and keys. So let me give you a few of the keys. I will give you at least five. Very quickly, I'm running it so that we can pray. At least five. Number one, the first key required, the first demand for converting spiritual realities to be made manifest in my life and your life is illumination. Illumination. Let me tell you something. In the school of dominion, the currency for transaction is light. Light is the currency for doing business as far as dominion is concerned. The higher your level of light, the higher your level of illumination. Illumination here talks of the knowledge of the promises of God. Light. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 9 to 11, Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 16 to 21. All of these scriptures, Paul himself was speaking to the church in Ephesus and the church in Colossae, and his prayer was the same. He didn't change his prayer, whether for the church in Ephesus or the church in Colossae. His cry was that they be flooded with light, that they would come into the experience comprehending with all the saints. He wanted them to know some things. In Ephesians chapter 1, for an example, verse 18, it says that the eyes of your understanding, there is such a thing as the eyes of your understanding, that it be enlightened so that you may know the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, and the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe. When you go to Colossians 1 verse 9, he prays the same prayer in another way. 1 verse 9. For this cause, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. He's still praying here. And to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10. It says that he might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Light, sir, light. You need to know the riches that are in glory available for you. High level spiritual illumination. There is no dominion in the presence of ignorance. I hope you know that the strength of Satan, the strength of darkness over believers, in the life of believers, the strength of Satan is the absence of light. Once there is no light, when you are bankrupt of the requisite spiritual knowledge, you remain a victim of the assaults of darkness. But in the name that is above all names, I prophesy over someone, the reign of darkness through ignorance comes to an end over your life tonight. Amen. Shout a believing amen. I'm giving you a few keys. Number one, illumination. You need light. Number two, you need to have knowledge of the participatory conditions connected to manifesting the promises. So number one, you need light, a knowledge of what the promises are. Number two, the second key, you need to know the participatory conditions that are connected to manifesting the promises. Knowing the promises, knowing they are available, is important but not enough. You must know the participatory conditions connected to manifesting the promises. An example, Genesis chapter 4. We find there the first dilemma that led to the killing of Abel. This is a story between Cain and Abel. Let's read 5 to 7 for sake of time. Genesis chapter 4, 5 to 7. The Bible says, Cain, and to his offering God had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Verse 6. It says, and the Lord said unto Cain, why are you angry? Why are you wroth? And why is your countenance fallen? Shout verse 7, please. It says, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? Stop there. He's telling him, listen, it was not that I chose Abel as against you. The same Lord is rich unto all, consistent with his character. But that Abel offered the sacrifices according to the demands, whilst Cain did not offer according to the demands. He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? You can turn it around and let it speak to your life. If you engage well, will your prosperity not manifest? If you engage well, will the deliverance not manifest? If you engage well, will your influence not be unstoppable? So it is not as though God decided to favor others and then to victimize others. He's created a level playing ground using the lens of his word. It is up to you to not just know the promises, but to know that there are participatory conditions. Participatory conditions. In the case of Cain and Abel, there were patterns allotted to offering the sacrifice. Abel walked in compliance with it, and Cain did not, and he was not accepted. Leviticus chapter 9 and verse 6, the Lord told Moses, this is the thing that the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. There is always something you do in righteousness, then the glory appears. The glory can appear as healings, as miracles, as advancement in your life. If you are learning, say amen. Amen. You need to know the conditions that are tied to every promise. Look up, please, lend me your attention. I've taught you in this house that for every manifestation of the glory of God, call it salvation, call it healing and health, call it protection, call it advancement, call it influence, call it financial prosperity. It doesn't matter in what form or fashion. For every dimension of the spirit, there is a body of knowledge. There is a pattern. There is a requirement. There is how you must engage to allow that outcome manifested in your life. So when you find someone prospering in righteousness, whilst another believer is not prospering, it is because that person has discovered, one, that prosperity in Christ is available for him, and he's learned how to engage by faith. If someone is walking in healing and health, whilst another is walking perpetually in sickness and defeat, it may be that one has found out that this is available in Christ and has found out how to engage so as to make it manifest. Wishing spiritual outcomes alone will leave you disappointed. You must find out what it takes. Is someone learning now? The knowledge of the participatory conditions connected to manifesting the promises. The third key that I'll give you very quickly. Key number three. When you find out light and awareness of the promises, an awareness on how to engage. Number three, you now engage with the word in prayer. Engage with the word in prayer. Engage with the word in prayer. Mark 11, 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Mark 11, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, not if you pray, when you pray in the place of prayer, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now that you know healing is yours, now that you know lifting is yours, now that you know advancement is yours, now that you know that every spirit that attempts to buffet your life is legitimately doing so with respect to what Christ has done, you engage the word in prayer. Someone say, I will pray. Shout it, say, I will pray. Paul and Silas knew this, and when they bound them hand and feet, even though they were kept in the prison, my Bible says at midnight, it didn't say they complained, they grumbled. It didn't say they turned and said, God, I'm disappointed in you. The Bible says, knowing that in the place of prayer, it will be one of the keys to manifesting their liberty. At midnight, sir, Paul and Silas prayed. You may be bound, but you can still pray. Being bound is not an excuse to not pray. It is how you even get free. Paul and Silas was bound. A legitimate excuse to not pray. The Bible says he prayed. They prayed. They sang praises unto God. Loud enough. And the prisoners heard them. And when the miracle came, everybody saw it too. God did not bring them deliverance in secret. The gates, the doors opened and everybody saw them. Again, say, I will pray. So that when it's time to rise up and pray some more and engage with the word, you will know that your participating in prayer is part of your manifesting your liberty, manifesting your deliverance, manifesting your healing. And I pray to you, I pray over you, and I announce to you prophetically that in the name of Jesus, as you pray, some of you, before you are done praying, you will turn around and see testimonies around you, supernatural manifestations of testimonies. You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Listen to my teaching series, When We Pray. Many things happen when we pray. We activate the ministry of angels when we pray. Are they not ministering spirits sent to minister for them that are the heirs of salvation? The Bible says in Acts chapter 12, from verse 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, while Herod was reminiscing in his mind that by the morrow he would offer up Peter to be killed, it says when he was kept in prison, prayers was offered by the saints unto God for him. In response to that prayer, an angel came to the prison, brought him out, and gave Peter liberty. When we pray, angels move. When we pray, God is committed to bringing his word to pass. Engage in prayer. Engage the word for your healing in prayer. Engage the word for your deliverance in prayer. Father, you declared in your word that I've been called out of every tribe and every tongue and every nation. Why do I still see the traces of generational curses in my life? It ought not to be so. Therefore, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I engage that my life will no longer be a reflection of these demonic things because I have been called out. That's how you engage. You don't say, but things should not happen. No. The Bible says we do not yet see all things under his feet. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Not in your life, in heaven. It takes faith and the operation of God's word to make it settled in your life.
The Lord of hosts, you're the King of glory. Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh. The Lord of hosts, reveal your glory, Yahweh Sabaoth.
One more time, say, I will pray. Yes, sir. Concerning my finances, I will pray. What will I pray for? Wisdom. What will I pray for? Direction. To walk circumspectly as wise and not as unwise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. What will I pray for? The ministry of men. What will I pray for? An activation of supernatural intelligence. Concerning my health, I will pray. What will I pray for? Appropriating the finished work of Christ over my health. Speaking over the organs in my body that he keepeth his bones and none is broken. Concerning my family, what will I pray for? I will pray that there will be peace. I will pray that everyone is growing progressively in the knowledge of God. Concerning my job, I will pray. What will I pray for? For supernatural wisdom to function in the order of Daniel in my place of work. Nothing missing, nothing broken. What will I pray for? That I will find favor with my superiors. Is someone learning? Concerning the attacks and the dreams, I will pray. What will I pray for? Appropriating the victory of Christ over those assaults of the devil. And I will speak in the place of prayer, commanding Satan and reminding him that my victory is already sure, that I've been surrounded with victory on all sides. He said, thanks be to God that causes me always to triumph. Apostle, what if things do not change? Then I will not stop praying. Is someone learning? Engage with the word, sir. There are many lazy Christians who are hoping that because it is written, it means it will happen. No, because it is written, it can happen. It should happen, but it may not happen. Because it is written, if you engage with faith, then it will happen. Hallelujah. Very quickly, point number one, illumination, light. Point number two, knowing how to participate and engage. Number three, taking that matter, the promises of God, alongside the conditions challenging the reality of those promises and war with it in prayer. Number four, releasing your faith through obedience. Deuteronomy 30, 15 and 16. Releasing your faith. Faith defined in one word is obedience. Faith defined in one word is obedience. Believing is not faith. It is part of the process that leads to faith. Faith in one word defined is obedience. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. 16. It says, in that I command you this day. This is how I set before you life and death. I've commanded you to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Obedience. 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 You must release your faith through obedience. Is any man afflicted? Let him pray. If you are afflicted and you don't pray, you are in disobedience. It's as simple as that. Is any man afflicted? Let him pray. If you pray when you are afflicted, you have completed your equation of obedience. There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his meat and tends to penury. If you engage on that wise, you are obeying the word. A diligent soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall himself be watered. That means a lazy man will not see the reality of God's word at work in him. Because once you are lazy, you are walking in defiance with the provisions that have been made for your rising. Is someone learning now? He that wants friends must first show himself friendly. And so if you don't have a correct attitude, you are not friendly. You are not just not being nice. You are in disobedience. And the consequence for that disobedience is that helpers will be far from you. Say, I receive grace to obey. It says, now that ye know these things, happy are you. Apostle, but my own is I'm trusting God for growth and influence. Nobody seems to pay attention to me. A generation does not take me serious. My brother, there is a requirement. The requirement is to hide and let Jesus be exalted. For as long as you are the one who wants to be the face of everything, you will not rise. God will not bring people that way. But if I be lifted, if you will let men see me, then there is no limit to how far I can take you. That's the bargain.
Don't desire influence and not desire to hide behind the cross and let Jesus be revealed. Is someone learning now? Apostle, I want to grow. I want to rise the ranks in my organization. Then, in addition to prayer, you need an excellent spirit. He talked about Daniel. He said Daniel had an excellent spirit. He did not just have a godly heart. He had an excellent spirit. You can have a godly heart. If you, without an excellent spirit, you cannot rise. No matter how much bottle of oil is poured on your head. You see that now. Oh Lord our God. Not just how great, not just how mighty, not just how holy, how excellent is your name. Don't embrace holiness and throw away excellence. All of them are reflections of God's nature. Is someone learning now? How excellent. The glory we have been given is the glory that excels. You must embrace it. Obedience. Someone say obedience. Releasing your faith through obedience. We are going to be giving you a few instructions right now as we step into this prophetic aspect of this service. Please, I beseech you by the message of God, obtain the childlike faith to obey. Sometimes it may be lift your hands. Sometimes it may be shout. Sometimes it may be engage to pray. Sometimes it may be hold, touch and agree with your neighbor. You see that now. Sometimes believers are too mechanical to obey the simplicity of the word of God. You know, the word of God is so simple that sometimes with our scientific minds, how did the Bible put it? 2 Corinthians 11:3 or one of those scriptures. Please look for it for me. It says, and I fear lest as Satan beguiled Eve. That's it, 11:3. But I fear lest by any means as Satan beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity. Simplicity. Apostle, are you saying just dancing and rejoicing and lifting my hands can program favor? Well, choose the other way of suffering your way through decades, joining the queue in life that never gets to your turn all through your lifetime. There is a system of exemption for you. It says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy of praise. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Listen, God's way is not the only way available. But it is the only way that guarantees victory. Let me repeat myself. God's way is not the only way available. There are many ways, but he said, I am the way. If you follow any other way, don't blame me for what you face. You can follow the way of pride. Pride is a way. You can follow the way of ignorance. Ignorance is a way. You can follow the way of men. It's a way. You can follow the way of demons. It's a way.
But the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
I know there are many options.
But the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom.
Did you not read in your Bible? It says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. There is a way to live. There is a way to do business. There is a way to do ministry. There is a way attempting to rise in life. It seems right. It looks like when you calculate it mechanically, it sounds intelligent until you follow that way for many years. You will find out you've been going around the same cycle. Let me speak to someone prophetically. You have tried your way for decades. Why don't you give up your way and come and follow God's way and watch the wonder of his wisdom, the simplicity of his way. If he says pray, pray. If he says give, give. If he says honor, honor. If he says trust me, trust him. If he says shout, shout. If he says stand, stand. The simplicity of the gospel. By the message of God, I can tell you, we got here, albeit by the message of God, but we got here by transacting the simplicity of the word of God. For some of these principles, it looked too simple. You mean just let the nation see you and that's it? It sounds so simple. But we decided to say, by the message of God, I step back, I receive grace, I step out of the way. Like Pastor Nat would say, take the stage. And he says, since you have asked me to take the stage, come and join me there. And because I'm the one who brought you, I stand behind you as a mighty, terrible one. that those who desire to eat your flesh, they will always stumble and fall. They will stumble by a mystery that cannot understand. Is someone learning now? The simplicity of the ways of God. I've been in this business of serving His Majesty for a few years, and I have watched with shock and wonder what happens when men take their childlike faith and place it on the loving arms of a great God. You may not know where you are going, but ladies and gentlemen, that you can trust Him enough with your life to obey, to obey. The hymn writer says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His love, He says, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He rewards us still. And this is to all who will trust and obey. He says to trust and obey because there's no other way to be happy. Honestly, that man, whoever wrote that thing was right. There is no other way to be happy. You will not find joy. Hallelujah. Releasing your faith through obedience. Someone obtain grace to obey God. Not just to desire the things that you want Him to do. Perhaps the missing link to you seeing the good hand of God manifest in your life is that obedience dimension. It takes grace to obey. It takes more than desire. It takes grace to fully obey God. But I release that grace upon you tonight. To obey Him in a delightsome way. Let me give you the last key. The final key that makes manifest spiritual realities in your life is engaging the mystery of thanksgiving. Engaging the mystery of thanksgiving, sir. Engaging the mystery of thanksgiving. Psalm 67, 5 to 7. Engaging the mystery of thanksgiving. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. It says, let the people, it is within their power, they can choose to ignore me. They can act like they don't see what I'm doing. But it says, let the people praise me. Let the people praise thee. Verse 6. It says, then, after they praise me, I will give the earth an instruction. I will say, earth, begin to bring what I buried inside you. Listen, this earth is not just the ground. This earth is everybody that is upon that surface. The help you are looking for is trapped in an earthen vessel. That when you praise Him, He will begin to instruct bodies and say, you who carry favor, arise and find this man. You who carry blessings, I'm telling you, then the earth, not just as soil, then the earth as man. Then the earth as systems will yield their increase. Hosanna, the nations will sing your praise. Hosanna. Verse 7. It says, our God will bless us. And all the earth, they won't know how it is happening. Have you ever seen the kind of blessing that makes men fear God? It didn't say, and all the earth will praise Him, they will fear Him. Just when others are saying there is a casting down, you are engaging the mystery of praise and thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for the things you did, for the ones you are doing, seen or unseen, and for the things you are yet to do. It's a mystery, sir. You have to be in Christ to understand this. Listen, I've given an example here. In many cultures, especially the Yoruba culture, they understand this very well. You will find people who don't really, really respect the dignitaries coming, but they know something about praise. As soon as he's highlighting from his SUV, they start singing his name and dancing around. And the man wants to ignore them, but they call his name and say, is he not the man that built a bridge there? He turns back and says, what are you saying? They start singing a song. Before you know it, he will call his PA. He will bring out something, and as soon as they collect, they move to the next person. These are men. They know how to bring increase. Me, I know too. Hosanna, hey. Hosanna, the nations will
sing your praise. Hosanna, creation will shout your praise.
Thanksgiving. Listen, listen. We are going to do some prayers, and then we'll step into a level of prophetic thanksgiving. I don't know how you are going to do it, oh. Hallelujah. When we get to that point, I will permit you. You will rejoice and you will shout in a way that tonight the demons will join you and dance. They will give up finally and join you and dance and say, this one. Is it not in your Bible that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he said we were like them that dream and said they among the hidden, among the hidden, among the hidden, among the hidden, among the hidden. Among the hidden. Hallelujah. Among the hidden. My greatest desire is not just to see worship and warfare come and go, but to see everyone testifying of the goodness of God. That doors open on their own accord. That men began to enter into prophetic seasons. Hallelujah. Now listen. I will step back for a few minutes. I will let the leaders, two of them, will come to lead us in prayer. And then I will come out and I want to lead us in prayer. And this one will be prophetic when I come back up. Because for every prayer point, there will be a blast of the trumpet. And with that blast of the trumpet, you will engage. There are six areas of our lives that I'm going to be leading us to pray for. Our spiritual life, our belief systems, our health and our vitality, the issue of your purpose and your assignment, your finances, strategic relationships. The devil is in trouble tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray very quickly. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Go ahead and pray. What a good place to invest in prayer. Shedabaraste kobrantela baria dabadabakaya. Ambraste kobabababa shadegebereste kabradabalatakaya. For every single word that have been declared over us, spoken over us, lift up your voice and pray. Shedabaraste kobariantena makabriataya. Ambraste kobarakatala babriatakabakaya. Abrakata kabariata dabaradabakabriataya. Ambrakata kabriata baladabakabriatabana. Ambraste kobarakatela bariatabalakaya. Go ahead and press for the next few minutes. We have learned already that prayer is that platform upon which we engage for the manifestations of the promises of God, for the manifestations of spiritual blessings, making them manifest in our lives, making them revealed in our lives. Lift up your voice and pray. Korabasha te kabariataya, ambraste kobariata nama kabriataya, abrakata la babriata badaba kabakaya, abrakata kabrakata kabrakata kabrakata, abarakata la barakatira da balada bakaya, ambrata da badaba kabriata manakaya, ambrata badaba la daba kabriata balada bakaya, abrakata kabrakata kabrakata kabrakata, brakata kabrakata kabrakata kabrakata, brakata kabrakata kabrakata. Someone is praying. You are connected from all across the nations of the world. Lift up your voice and pray. This is a moment of prophetic prayer. We are pushing, we are pressing for the manifestations of the promises of God, the blessings of God, the prophetic utterances that are hanging over our lives, over our destinies. Let them be manifest. Let them be manifest. Let them be manifest. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. One more prayer point. But before I raise up that prayer point, just allow me to read three scriptures. Psalms 34 and verse 4. It says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. That means every time we seek the Lord, even on the platform of prayer, we have a guarantee that we serve a God who hears our prayer. It says, and he delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34 and verse 19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It says, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Oh, final scripture, Psalms 91 and verse 3. It says, surely, come on now, surely, that means with every sense of assurance, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We're going to lift up our voice and cry and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. One more time with faith in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus. I contend for total deliverance from all negative situations. One more time, I contend for total deliverance from all negative situations. Lift up your voice and pray for the next 1 minute. Lord, I contend for total deliverance. I contend for all-round deliverance. Shela baraste kobaria taya, ambraste cambria talabataya, abracatalabacabriatana macaya, abracatagabracatagabracatesh, apalatana macabriatai, ambradabacabriatai, abracateca bracateca, bracateca bracateca, bracateca bracateca, bracateca bracateca. I contend for total deliverance. Shila baraste kobaria taya, ambraste kombra, peria talabakaya, abraste kombra tia, vela tena macabria taya, arababababababa, rabababababababa, 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 rabababababababa. I will sing unto the Lord, for he is triumph. Gloriously. Shidaharas. Baraka kefete likaskara baba baba. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're praying. The land you possess is what you have contended for. What manifests in your life is what you have violently insisted on. Shetavaraka sebratakata lambre de kesko rabababalataya shetavete brento karakate kata abradakata kas karakata balataya embre de kitomre diasolevela kabarakata lambre talakas karakata kataya abia sandelaka. I contend for the sake of my children. I contend. For the sake of my destiny. Celebela Hosella Hatala Ambrete Calacaya Abriete Catelata Ambrete Catecata Abrada Skiraba Barataya. I am a Silahaya Abratenga Rakatakaya Abrendia Selehedamai. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We're going to be praying concerning the manifestation of God's spoken word in our lives. In Genesis 21 verse 1, he says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he has said, and the Lord did unto Kenny as he has spoken. The Lord visited me and my family as he has said, and the Lord did unto me as he has spoken. In John chapter 1 verse 14, it says, and the word became flesh. I don't just want to hear the word. Let it become manifest in my life. You're going to lift up your voice and shout, Father! Let there be a manifestation of every spoken word over my life. Lift up your voice and pray. Selavera kata. Ambre tekande
katila ayakara kata kata ambrete kombrete isede mande ya sele malahatai abaya silevelaka. Let there be a manifestation. Let there be a manifestation of every word spoken, every prophetic utterance from this platform. Every prophetic word released into my destiny is coming into my hands. Shelebela katelai, abrate katoa, ayemarakai salekatai, ambele katala katea. Somebody put pressure. Put pressure on the things hanging in the realm of the spirit. Released by God's servant. Released from this platform. Let there be a manifestation. Shelabarakata. Bendes karakata teka. Ambra tekele karata.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Make sure you're praying. Shelavela kata kadut. Abra tekata. Lord, I enter into it. I come into a full manifestation of the spoken word. Of the spoken word. Of the spoken word. The word is becoming flesh in my life. Make sure you're praying. Is becoming flesh. Favor becoming flesh. Deliverance becoming flesh. Breakthroughs becoming flesh. Becoming flesh. My testimony becoming flesh. Shalabella cabra die. You are 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. It's as if the cloud be full of rain. It will empty itself. 30 more seconds to contend, to insist, to contend, to insist that my life has possessions of everything spoken. Zelebelaye sekelai. Calling those things that be not as though they were. They exist in the realm of the spirit in Christ. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We're still praying.
Salvation belongs to the Lamb who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the one. Blessed are you, O Lord of eternity's holy King. Blessed are you, O Lord of God, whose words rings up the evening.
Sing it for me.
Oh.
Listen to me, please. Success and progress in life is measurable. You can measure the progress that you are making in life as a believer. Whilst you are serving the purposes of God, whilst you are invested advancing the kingdom of God, you can measure the progress that you are making in life. And there are six areas where, until you succeed, it cannot be said you are making progress. And these are going to be the areas of our prayers and our focus right now. Number one is your spiritual growth and advancement. No matter how you advance in any other area, if you fail as far as your knowledge of God, the wealth of your prayer life, the wealth of your love and your passion for God and for the things of God, you can be sure you are not growing. You can be sure you are not making progress. Hallelujah. And I sense in my spirit, something that I felt during one of the Sound of Revival moments we're having. Like graves opening and things coming out. Graves opening and all kinds of things. So I sense in my spirit that that resurrection power, as we pray, there are things that have died. There are things that have been killed in our lives. Number one is your spiritual life. As we open up now, when I say this, I'm going to ask Pastor Nat, as he blasts that trumpet, it's a sound of resurrection. This is not just music. I'm telling you, some of you, as that trumpet is coming, the power of God will hit you. And the area, every area we're mentioning now, we're going to cry resurrection. We're starting with our spiritual life. Whatever has killed my prayer life, oh God, whatever has killed my passion for God, my passion for the things of God, the ability to fast has died, the ability to pray has died, passion for the house of God. As this sound comes and as I pray, let there be a revitalization, let there be a revival. And for all of us connected online, make sure you engage. So he will blast that trumpet, and as he blasts the trumpet, begin to pray. Pray aggressively. Let there be a restoration. Let there be deliverance over laxity spiritually. I make progress. I go forward. Are you ready now? Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. Say, Father, let there be a resurrection in my spiritual life. Let there be deliverance over spiritual laxity, over laziness, over prayerlessness, over wordlessness. Come on, lift your voice and pray. It's worship and warfare. Shabratakatakaparakata. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Lift your voice and pray. I war over my spiritual life. I war over my prayer life. I war over my fasting life. I war over my watch study life. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Every power contending with my spiritual vibrancy, I come against you tonight by the blood of the eternal covenant. The grace to pray, I receive. The grace to fast, I receive. The grace to study, I receive. The passion for the house of God. Make sure you are praying. You are engaging by faith. Abalantas kapranta kaparanta kata. I advance spiritually, on fire for God, on fire for God. The gifts of the Spirit flowing through my life, the wisdom of God flowing through my life, my prayer life on fire, my word study life on fire, growing in the knowledge of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Number two, your belief system. You've heard me say a loser's mentality cannot produce a victor's destiny. No, sir. No, sir. Your belief system is your official contribution to your failing in life or your succeeding in life. More than the works of your hands, a greater part of your contribution to your being victorious or your remaining a failure is your belief system. I can tell you, your belief system outpaces the works of your hands. You can walk correctly, but under a wrong belief system, it will cancel it out. Your first contribution to a great destiny is the superiority of your belief system. Let me remind you again that I've taught you in this house that the value of wisdom is in its ability to influence your decision-making capability so that you make wise pro-destiny, pro-kingdom decisions and you consequently receive outcomes of victory. If wisdom cannot alter your decision-making ability to make you make wise decisions, then that wisdom is useless in your life. You're going to pray. Again, God's servant is going to blow the trumpet. This one, you are resurrecting something dead in your mind. Are we together? As soon as he blows, you will lay hands on your head and decree and declare, my understanding is fruitful. Every belief system working in partnership with Satan, keeping me poor, keeping me limited, keeping me a failure. In the name of Jesus, your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty maketh men of understanding, maketh men of understanding, maketh men of understanding. Lay your hands and shout, say, Father, I receive a sound mind. I receive a sound mind, superior understanding, superior decisions. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Shabakatabakatapata. Limiting beliefs, your time is up. Belief systems sponsoring mediocrity, your time is up. Belief systems of fear, your time is up. Belief systems of low esteem, your time is up. Belief systems sponsoring laziness, your time is up. Sponsoring irresponsibility, your time is up. Sponsoring fear, your time is up. Belief systems trivializing your ability in Christ, your time is up. Is someone praying? Shabakata brakata belakata. You're praying. Grabata bakata barakata brakata. Ebrantata katabakata. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, the spirit of power, the spirit of a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. Superior belief systems, making superior decisions with my life. Destiny advancing decisions. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three, you are going to pray concerning the issue of your health, your wellness, and bodily vitality. He said, he keepeth his bones, and none is broken. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when your body deteriorates beyond a certain threshold, your spirit will have to leave. Whether it is your time or not, you are going to pray from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, every stranger in my body not planted by God, whether it is called cancer, whether it's called HIV, whether it's called sugar diabetes, come on now, no matter what it is called, at the sound of the trumpet, we command you out of my body now, out of my body now. Lift your voice and pray. Cancer, out of my body now. Diabetes, we come against you. Health is my portion. Healing is my portion. Longevity of days, my portion. Someone pray. Let that disease leave you now. Blindness, you are not my portion.
deafness, you are not my portion. Migraine headaches, you are not my portion. Low blood pressure, high blood pressure, lumbar spondylosis, sugar diabetes, hepatitis, you are not my portion. By the blood of the eternal covenant, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name we pray. Number four, Hebrews 10:7 says, lo, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me. You are going to pray, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord, go forward. Go forward. No more delay in destiny. That which has been ordained for me, it's time to walk in it. It's time to walk in it. And every power stopping me, clamping my feet, clamping my... come on now. At the sound of the trumpet, someone declare, destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I come in the volume of the books. I come in the volume of the books. I make progress. I march forward. Every Red Sea standing before me. Make sure you are praying. Take it seriously. I evolve. I become. I manifest. I evolve. I become. I manifest. I make progress. I evolve. I manifest. I make progress. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I step into my destiny prophetically. No more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay. Are you praying? Step into your destiny. Step into your destiny. He found in the prophecy of Isaiah what was written concerning him. Yes, sir. Making progress. Yes, sir. Accomplishing the reason for which I came. For this cause I was born. It's time to fulfill destiny. It's time to fulfill destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen, listen, 1 minute. Let me give you two examples. It is a beautiful thing to watch visions come to pass. Destiny fulfillment is therapeutic. Pastor Nat is here, and I will use it as an example. I remember when we were discussing Sound of Revival, literally talking about what God would do. And look what has happened today. Several editions in ever-growing dimensions. It's one thing to put it on paper, but it's another thing to walk in the reality. Some of you, the paper is crying. This vision is too long on the paper. It's time for it to manifest. Hallelujah. Example number two, and I'll give that with all due respect. Pastor Emmanuel is here. Many of you have heard of Premium Trust Bank. To know what has happened in this bank in 3 years is nothing short of a miracle. I remember when we discussed this, and I remember he shared with me the vision. This is what I intend to do, Premium Trust Bank. I mean, the licenses in an accelerated manner, defying all these demonic things. And to see what God has done today, the last time I got an opportunity to see the statistics, I said, my God, there are some things only God can do. I'm making you angry intentionally. Lift your voice and say, Father, every door shut over my assignment, shut over my destiny, at the blast of the trumpet, I speak to that door, Ephata, be open. Be open. Doors of ministry, doors of influence. Be open. Be open. Be open. Ephata. No stain at the same level. For the path of the just is as a shining light. Shines brighter. Shines brighter. Shines bigger. Shines brighter. assigned by hell to shut my doors, every spirit assigned from hell to waste my time, to waste my destiny, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Doors of ministry, open. Career, open.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Number five, financial growth and progress. Pray this one, oh. Pray this one. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Your vision advances at the rate of the availability of resources. Let me tell you, financial resources is a major requirement as far as destiny actualization is concerned. By now, it is unwise to argue that you can be as visionary as you want. If you lack the needed resources, you will mark time. At the level of your limitations, you will stay there. Are we together? Yes, sir. When money enters the hand of a visionary person, it's like putting fuel in a car. There's no limit to how far you can go. When money enters the hand of a fool, it becomes the shovel that digs his grave, and he will die. The prosperity of fools will destroy them, but the prosperity of the wise will lift them. The Bible says there is treasure and oil to be desired in the house of the wise. You're going to pray. I trust you're being visionary. I trust your loving God. I trust your determination to see his glory come. So I will not be afraid and ashamed to speak over your finances. Let me tell you, you have learned by now that there is the technical part of finances where you transact value, but there is a spiritual side to finances where God helps you. Where God helps you, oh, where God helps you, where God holds your hand and say, I want to help you. It says in Revelation 3, I think verse 8, it says, I know you're, is it 7 or 8? I know you are of little strength. That's what I'm looking for. I know your works. I know that you have little strength. Yet with that little strength, you have kept my word. So I've come to help you. God knows that you have little strength. He knows that there is only so much you can go without help. Somebody, you are going to pray. Crying for help is not a license for laziness, but it's a declaration that vain is the strength of a man. Is someone ready to pray? Let me tell you, I believe with all my heart that as you pray, God is going to be orchestrating things. Ideas will fall like rain from heaven. God will use the ministry of men and connect you strategically to good people. I told you, you are as fortunate as the relationships that are available in your life to lift you to the next level. You are as fortunate as the quality of relationships that support your vision. You are as fortunate as the quality of relationships. Some of you, by this prayer, God will be re-editing your relationships. Because this is not about looking down on others. But God is tired of foolish people around your destiny. It's the reason why you can't go forward. Just when you want to pray, they say, no, it's not. That's not a profitable friendship. I don't know about you, but I made a vow before God. I will not beg for bread as I serve his purposes. I can love him. I love him beyond bread. But since he's made bread available, I will eat it while I serve him. And I will help others eat it while they serve him. Nobody will indoctrinate me into an unnecessary struggle. If I'm persecuted, I will receive it. If I'm martyred, I will receive it. But if it's an attack, I will fight it. I will fight it, sir. I will fight it. Is someone learning now? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the wisdom, the relationships, and the grace to produce profit. The wisdom, the relationships, and the grace to produce profit. One more time, the wisdom, the relationship, and the grace to produce profit. I receive it right now. At the blast of the trumpet, begin to pray. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. Come on now. The wisdom, the relationships, the
grace, the wisdom, the relationships, the grace. If you know nothing about finances, here is a jump start. The wisdom, the relationships, and the grace. The wisdom, the relationships, and the grace that can jumpstart your financial destiny. Please lift your voice and pray. I ask for wisdom. I cry for wisdom. I desperately desire wisdom. Wisdom to be valuable. Wisdom to be valuable. Wisdom to be valuable. To invest in knowledge. To invest in skill. Send relationships to my life. Strategic relationships. Profitable relationships. Pro-destiny relationships. And Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. The empowerment from heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. We're going to take the last prayer point. But don't forget what I just said. If you know nothing about finances, take these three things. It's a good start. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. You walk on these three. It will not take you where you need to be, but you will live where you are. I assure you. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. The wisdom, the relationships, the grace. Well, prayer number six. And the sixth prayer is strategic connections. Listen, if an armed robber stands near you, you are not in a relationship with him. Relationship is beyond proximity. Is connection that leads to your profit. Relationships are advantageous connections. Let me tell you the truth. By the mercies of God, I have seen firsthand the value of good people, the value of useful people. Nobody has the power by himself to draw the people needed for your destiny. It is the hand of God that cherry picks them from across the globe and works with a mystery. It looks like coincidences, but one by one, the same way Noah prepared his ark and it was God who brought the animals. If you choose relationships by yourself, you will choose demons as good people. It's later on you will find out that your choices led you to perdition. You must submit and say, God, in this season, I cry that you send the right people, the right people, the right people, the right people. Let me not fill my boat with Judases. Let me not, is somebody ready to pray? Listen, 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 listen. Let me tell you this. If you walk in the flesh, you can see a man today that does not look useful to you, but God will bring him to your life because his usefulness will be 5 years after, but you will still keep him and manage the inconvenience now until the time comes for his ministry to be activated. You can find somebody who is not evil, but will be such a danger to where you are going. Are we together? You are going to cry, God, by yourself, please bring strategic relationships, ministerial relationships, destiny relationships. Are we together now? I know this much about relationships. Who hates you does not matter, but who likes you can define the next season of your life. Who likes you, sir, can define the next season of your life. Are we together? There are people today, what others are praying for, with all humility, they can get it with one phone call because there are relationships that are sworn relationships. David and Jonathan kind of relationship. If it will profit you, count me in. If it's for your rising, count me in. Even if you are in pain, count me in. Question, who today can stand by you when things go bad? Not when things go right, when things go bad. Who can stand with you today? It's easy to clap for you when things are right, but who can stand with you and say, I will not be ashamed. You are in prison, we will stand there. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You are going to pray, oh, you need divine connectors who will connect you to the right people. You need men of influence.
gatekeepers who can speak. Their voice is like a key. It can open doors for you. You need gifted people that can stop leakages in your life and your organization. You need burden bearers. They may not move you forward, but they stop you from going back. They are the ones who say you have come too far. Let's cry together, but no going back. Is someone ready to pray? At the blast of the trumpet, if this is the only prayer you came here to pray tonight, it will be a profitable one. At the blast of the trumpet, you will say, Father, send me the gift of good people. Send me the gift of destiny helpers. Send me the gift of trusted allies. And then you will also pray, make me one of such people. It's not enough to say God should send it. You must pray that you become one of such too. Yes, sir. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Good people. Trusted people. Those who love you beyond the glitz and the glamour. Those who will be active contributors to your rising. Active contributors to your shining. Those who rejoice over your success, they rejoice over your advancement. They are not intimidated by your rising. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm about to declare over your life. Please allow me for 1 minute. I just sensed in my heart. I know you would not want it, but Pastor Emmanuel, I want to plead with you to come and just speak over our lives. You are a man that God has helped greatly. When we see grace like this, and when God gives us the instruction, we take advantage of it. God has given you speed. Please come, sir. Within a short time, God has done marvelously with you. I want you to release that grace upon Koinonia Global. Please, I'd like you to receive. Receive with your heart open. Receive with your heart open. Yes, sir.
Please, wherever you are, stretch forth your hands towards the altar. And in 1 minute, ask the Lord for something really, really big. Something big. Make sure you are praying wherever you are. Thank you, Lord. Begin to conclude your prayers now. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father in heaven, I bless your holy name for tonight. Thank you for what you started doing since the beginning of this program. Thank you for what you have settled even tonight. I stand on this platform to speak over the lives of your children as your oracle. Whatever it is they have asked of you tonight, I join my faith with that of your son here. And I decree over their lives, may your prayer requests become testimonies. In the name of Jesus, whatever has hindered you from moving forward, whatever has been an obstacle to your breakthroughs, this day, in the name that is above every other name, I command all such obstacles crumble in the name of Jesus. Crumble in the name of Jesus. crumble in the name of Jesus. I release upon your life the grace to go forward, the grace to break new grounds, the grace to do exploits. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Every strategic relationship, every divine connection that needs to happen so that your life will take a new turn for the better, tonight, by the mercies of God, receive it now. 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 By the mercies of God, I have enjoyed divine speed. I stand on that platform to speak over your life from tonight. By the mercies of God, from now on, receive the grace for divine speed. Everyone that has gone ahead of you, receive grace to catch up. Receive grace to overtake. Receive grace to catch up. Receive grace to overtake. Receive grace to catch up. Receive grace to overtake. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. I have enjoyed divine help. The help of men, help from strange sources. I stand on this altar, stand on this ground to declare over your life. From the four corners of the earth, my God send help to you. From strange sources you don't know, receive divine help. In the morning, receive help. At noontime, receive help. At nighttime, receive help. Wherever you turn, receive help. In the name of Jesus. And where men fail to help you, may my God send help to you. I pray for you from tonight. By the reason of the encounter of this night, everything that has stopped you from getting to your place in destiny, they lose their hold over you in the name of Jesus. They have told you before now, it is not yet your turn. But I stand here to declare over your life, your turn has come. 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 In the name of Jesus. The kind of grace that distinguishes a man, even in the marketplace, the kind of wisdom, the kind of favor that will cause you to shine in the midst of darkness. May that grace and favor rest upon you from tonight. May it rest upon you from tonight. In the name of Jesus. You'll remember tonight for the rest of your life. You'll remember this day for the rest of your life. This 17th day of May 2026 will mark the turning point for your life. Where they have said no to you, from today they'll begin to say yes. Every door you have knocked that has not opened before now, from today they open on their own accord. The Lord will settle it for you. It will crown all your efforts with success. It will cause your joy to multiply. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. So shall it be. So it is. In Jesus' name, I have declared. You receive it, shout amen 7 times.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You will receive one more. One more. This one, I want to place a demand on Pastor Nat. Pastor Nat, please come. This one is, there's a grace that I'm trusting God, and let me use the privilege of friendship. There is no territory that has rejected the grace on his life. There are not many people in a generation who have that grace. Others are received by their tribesmen or by their continent. He's been everywhere, and God has granted him unusual acceptance. Number two, and I say this sincerely from the depth of my heart, the grace for consistency of impact. There are not many people that are like that. There are secrets behind this, all, and I want to plead with him first for Koinonia Global and then for the body of Christ, that he will release this grace. You see, behind the fearful results of men, there are principles, there are consecrations and covenants, but there are graces. You see, the one he can transfer to you tonight is a grace. I have seen it work in his life, and I want to plead with him, before I speak over your life, that he will release this grace. Don't say I know him. Don't say he's my brother. Don't say it's my tribesman. By the grace of God, where people cultured to understand when people walk within their office, we receive it. And I want him to speak over your life. Pastor Nat, please, with every depth of grace within you, would you speak over our global family?
Tonight is a special night. Can you lift your hands and speak in tongues for 30 seconds?
What happened in Scotland at Sound of Revival? I see it happening in the next 2 weeks. In the next 2 weeks, I saw people's, before I speak on what Apostle said, I saw people's careers shifting. I saw people's careers just shift like this. I saw a mighty hand of God. Let it happen in the next 2 weeks. Let strange employments, strange openings, incredible remote jobs. I saw them. I was standing there. I saw shifts of careers. I saw strange openings for people around the world. Shagabahayahabeheteke. Business people are saying, what about us? Strange openings, strange deals. By the hand of God. In the next 2 weeks. Two weeks. Globally. What I saw happening in Scotland will happen in the next 2 weeks. In Jesus' mighty name, lift your hands. I'm going to speak these 5 things. I got it 2 days ago. Anything that will last in this kingdom will go through these 5 things. Number one, conceiving. Number two, birthing. Number three, growing. Number four, establishing. Number five, sustaining. I stand as one who has found grace to birth something that looked and sounded like a joke going around the world. I release over you the grace to conceive ideas for witty inventions. I release over you grace to birth that which you conceive.
I release grace and wisdom to grow that which you conceive and birth. I release grace to be established in that which you conceive. I release grace to sustain that which. Father, you opened the nations to me. You spoke through prophets years ago. Prophets like Adebanjo, prophets like Aline Fisher, that the gates of the nations will be open to me. And Lord, we stand in that fulfillment. I declare over Koinonia Global. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Lift up your heads. Open ye the gates that the righteous nations may enter. I declare the gates of nations open to you now. Open to you now. Open to you now. Open to you now. I have had people from strange languages sing the songs that we sing. I declare over your ideas. I declare over your concepts. I declare over your visions that families and nations of the earth will be blessed by your fruit. They shall be blessed by your fruit. I pray for your children. Let gates of nations be opened for your children. Specifically, I'm praying for gates of academic achievement. Let them open now. I call for scholarships in Ivy League schools. I call them forth right now. In fact, somebody in the next 7 days, where you were rejected, you will be accepted. They will tell you, we changed the laws for your sake. They'll tell you something changed for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Finally, I declare that your impact will not be a flash in the pan. Let me tell you the revelation behind consistency in my life is the cedar tree. The cedar tree. When the cedar tree begins to grow, it begins to grow downwards. It finds its roots downwards. When other trees are growing in 3 months, a cedar can take 15 months to find its root in the streams of water. I declare that you are a tree planted by the rivers of water. You are a cedar tree. The humility, the purity, the discipline, and the mercy of God required to last long. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. You will not declare yourself a legend too soon. That's the problem. People declare themselves legends too soon. The grace to give God glory. Because those who give God glory have more opportunity to give God glory. I declare staying power. Staying power. Be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. In the name of Jesus. And as I blow my horn, let these graces rest on your head now. In the next 2 weeks, may those strange career shifts happen. In Jesus' name.
The name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, just three more things quickly and then we're done. These graces, these impartations that have come, they have been heavy in this place. Make sure you don't just shout amen, but that you receive them from the depth of your heart. Different dimensions of speakings. I know when grace rests on a people. I know it has rested upon you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Just two or three more pronouncements, then I'll do the altar call, then I'll clear the stage. It will be a this one, since you can't dress your miracle, at least you can dance your miracle. Hallelujah. And you will celebrate and wrap it up, and we'll wrap up the additions. But let me, one of the assignments of the anointing upon my life is to bring people out of trouble. There is an aspect of the grace upon my life that is for trouble. That once people are in trouble, once that grace arrives, it doesn't matter what the trouble is, you must come out. You must come out. The Bible says to comfort others with the same comfort that you have received. I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I don't care what trouble you currently are in right now, whether financial trouble, whether health trouble, whether some crisis, in the name that is above all names, I declare from that pit, from that grave, from that place of loneliness, from that lowest point in your life, come out now. Come out now. From a life of shame and disgrace and embarrassment and tears, come out now. I prophesy over you, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Visibility and influence are two graces that are needed to make impact. That you are visible does not mean you are influential. You need visibility and you need influence. God, who took me from the backside of Zaria and lifted me by his finger, I decree and declare over you, no matter where you are, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, may God take you from where you are and announce you to your generation. May God take you from where you are, announce you to your generation. From Europe to Asia, from America to the Caribbeans, to Australia, to Africa, may my God announce you. May my God announce your products. May it be noise abroad that you are there. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Final prayer. I want to declare the favor of God over you. A favor of God, sir. A favor of God. They got not the land in possession by their own swords, neither did their arms save them. But thou, O Lord, because thou hast shown a favor towards them, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the favor of God, step into strange possibilities, strange relationships, strange environments, access strange resources. I say it again, by the favor of God, step into strange possibilities, strange relationships, strange environments, access unusual resources. I declare ease to your life. I declare ease to your life. What should take 1 year will not take 10 years. What should take 1 day will not take 1 month. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, the supernatural power of God that rests upon a man and distinguishes that man, may that grace rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. For signs and wonders, rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Wave your hands, everybody, inside, outside, all the overflows from your home. Just wave your hands and give him all the praise. It's been a marvelous night. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah.
Apostle, I need Jesus. Make your way forward. I'm trusting God to make it right. Make your way forward. Apostle, I have discovered that indeed Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Make your way forward. Apostle, I came here and on hearing the worship, the prayer, the Spirit of God began to convict me. Please make your way forward. As I'm calling you, make your way forward. Thank you, my dear brother. But let him not be the only one. Apostle, I need Jesus in my life. I need a fresh start tonight. Make your way forward. Apostle, I need to rededicate my life. I want to win that war of destiny once and for all. Make your way forward. Let's appreciate them as they come. I want to rededicate my life. Make your way forward. I have heard about Jesus with the hearing of the ear, but now my soul desires him more than my necessary food. Make your way forward. Keep clapping. I'll count 1 to 5. Wherever you are, by the 5th count, you should be standing here. 1. Let's celebrate them as they come. 2. Koinonia, is this the best you can do? Let's celebrate them as they come. 3. God bless you, sir. God bless you, ma. Keep coming. Don't mind who is looking at you. Come. Come. 4. We're still waiting for you. We're still waiting for you. If you are coming, make haste quickly. All those who are at the overflows, would you look to your LED screens as you come out, and to the many who are across the globe, we may not see you, but God sees you. And as I lead these ones in prayer, please join them. The final count and we get to pray. 5. Let's celebrate this harvest. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Hallelujah. This is Worship and Warfare, our May edition, and happens to be our final edition for now. Father, thank you so much for these ones. Would you lift your right hand, all of you who are in front, to those who are making this declaration from across the globe. This is our altar call. You need Jesus. You need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Here's your chance to make this prayer. Let it be from your heart and mean it as you make it. With your hands lifted, say this after me as loud and as clear as you are able to. Say, Lord Jesus. Again, say, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I have heard your word. I declare that I love you. I need you in my life. I declare that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, and you are my King. The power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I declare that I'm a child of God. You are my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I receive grace to go forward ever and backward never. Amen. With your hands still lifted, Father, thank you for these precious ones who have come and the many who are connected across the globe. Your word declares that as many who come to you, you will in no wise cast away. These ones have come declaring your lordship, and by faith, we declare their sins forgiven. We call them bona fide recipients of your life, and we impart upon them the grace to live the victorious Christian life, that you go forward ever and backward never. For it is in Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Please do me a favor. Would you look to my right? There are counselors who are ready to receive you, have a word and a prayer with you very quickly. Let's honor them as they go. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, this week is Sound of Revival UK.
Hallelujah. By the grace of God, we're in Liverpool from Thursday, or well, Friday and Saturday. And it's going to be two extraordinary days, three sessions. I'll be joined by my dear friend and brother, Pastor Nathaniel Bassey, and Pastor William McDowell. It'll be a wonderful time. I mean, we're using the M&S Bank Arena. So all of you within and around the UK who are yet to be there, I don't know if there are spaces left, but do well. Let's converge there. And as always, everything will be live on the entire event to be covered on our social media platforms. So make sure that you connect from across the globe. Invite your friends, your family. It's the sound of revival. And we're beginning our edition, this series for 2026 with UK, and it will be at Liverpool. Stretch your hands for one last time and let's speak over this. Pray over the team leaving from here. Pray over our family, Koinonia UK, and all who are traveling across Africa, across Europe, across America, and the ends of the earth. That it will not just be one of those editions. We're truly speaking over the soul of the city. Europe is in a very strategic point in prophecy, and it's an honor to be part of what God is doing in bringing about territorial revival. God is restoring the altar, and we thank God that we are active participants. Go ahead and pray that all sessions will be filled with the glory of God, that there will be miracles, signs, and wonders. The word of God will come with fire. The worship will come with fire. That God will revive the hearts of men. He will quicken their passion and their love for spiritual things. Lord, we give you all the praise. And it's in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Hallelujah. So please make sure you connect Friday evening, 5 p.m., Saturday morning about 8 or 9 p.m., and then Saturday night, our final session, then Sunday service. Make sure that you connect all through, and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you who want to make any and all inquiry, you can use the QR code, or you meet our PR team at the back of the venue, the PR desk. They'll be glad to give you any information as you require. Have you been blessed tonight? Again, Pastor Emmanuel, God bless you. Let's give him a big God bless you. Thank you, sir. And please, let's give the one and only Pastor Nathaniel Bassey a God bless you. Let him know that we love him and we cherish him so much in Jesus' name. We'll be wrapping up now. As soon as we're done, there'll be 10 to 15 minutes of prophetic praise as a seal. So make sure you don't run around. Please come. You're at liberty to come to the front here and just celebrate God and rejoice in the Spirit as you put a final seal to the miracles. And I decree and declare that by Sunday, many of you will stand here and your tears will do the testifying. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be upstanding, everyone. May your week be blessed. Amen. Let it be well with you. Amen. Shout a believing amen. May your week be blessed. Amen. Let it be well with you. Amen. The lines fall for you in pleasant places. Amen. As you travel, you are safe. Amen. As you travel, you are blessed. Amen. Every grace you have received here tonight, let it speak evidently in your life. Amen. Let this be a week of progress. Amen. Let this be a week of encounters. In the name of Jesus, men will call you this week and say, show us your God, because God will so surprise you. May your hand not wax strong. May your hand not wax down. May it go forward and upwards. In the name of Jesus, the grace that held the hand of Moses, it was not just Aaron and all. There was a grace. May that grace keep your hand lifted. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that fights to diminish your influence, I curse it right now. I declare you are blessed. Go forward. You are blessed. Make progress. You are blessed. Advance. Let it be laughter throughout this week. In the name of Jesus. Like I will always say, if it will kill you, you will not be found there. If it will hurt you, you will not be found there. If it will cause you pain and trouble, you will not be found there. In the name of Jesus. May good people show up in your life this week. I declare you are eternally blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout a sevenfold amen. Let's go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The final shout. God bless you. See you during the week, online or offline. And then see you on Sunday.